You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients. I'm your host, Ian Shelley. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here, for being in this space, being in the consciousness, bringing your incredible energy to the space. The Wisdom of the Ancients is about ancient wisdom. It's about what was once known, practices, knowledge, and wisdom, not only from our own planet, but from other worlds, realms, dimensions, and galaxies too. The theme for this series is vessels of love, light, and service. So may we all be open to receiving any messages that the divine has for us, so that we become a true offering and do our part to raise the collective consciousness for all beings in all realms. And so as we prepare for the show and prepare to hear the message that we are going to be receiving a little bit later on, we call in the ancient ones to support us, to open our hearts. Let me introduce our next guest to you. Sun Ra is a Lemurian high priestess and is part of the Lemurian Priestess Circle of 13. She offers channeled group and individual sessions to this Lemurian Priestess Circle. She's a member of the Grand Teton Guiding Council, a cosmic council which guides Earth and humanity on their evolutionary paths. Sun Ra has recently stepped into her role as Lady of Betelgeuse and is taking her initiations as a Star Lord Master and Cosmic Guardian. She's also a certified hypnotherapist and has been doing spiritual healing work with clients for over 30 years. Sun Ra works with star beings, ascended masters, angels, and councils of light throughout the cosmos. She is dedicated to helping us move forward on our spiritual paths and reestablishing paradise on Earth in our new Golden Age. So it gives me great pleasure to welcome Sun Ra to the show. Welcome, Sun Ra.
Well, thank you so much, Ian. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, it's going to be a wonderful show. Thank you so much for just bringing your amazing energy and so much knowledge and insight and vibrations from other realms. There are so many people in this community who feel a connection with Lemuria. And I know just by them being here today and you being here today, those connections and reconnections are going to be made. So we are excited to hear what you have to say, and everyone's excited to actually have the opportunity to have their question answered. So star 2 to raise your hand, everyone, if you'd like the opportunity to ask Sun Ra a question or put your question in the question box. And today, Sun Ra is going to be talking about Journey to the Sacred Temples of Lemuria. So we're going to be experiencing some things for the very, very first time. We'll all be experiencing the Lemurian temples themselves. We'll journey to select Lemurian temples. I know Sun Ra will tell us about those in a little bit. And we'll activate the Lemurian energy within you. And of course, as always, if you know Sun Ra, you'll know these beautiful, beautiful sacred sounds that Sun Ra just really emits and transmits and sends to every one of you. So we're all going to experience that. It's going to be wonderful. So again, star 2 to raise your hand and then put your question in the question box. Now, the second part of the show is going to be that journey that Sun Ra is going to take us through. It's going to be a sacred Lemurian temple journey. So it's going to be very, very special. So make sure you're here for that part. Don't go anywhere. Not that you would, but make sure you're here for that part. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful journey. So get your candles or your sacred items, and let's make that really special. So beautiful. Well, Sun Ra, again, welcome. Let me start by having you, for those on the phone or on the webcast who haven't really spent much time with you or listened to you, can you just give us a little bit more of your background and how you became to be part of the Lemurian Priestess Circle of 13?
Yes, Ian, thank you. You know, that's a story that still is very special to me. I had been doing healing work for many years, and I was doing some channeling with the Ascended Masters, Dwal Kul especially, and I was very happy with that, and yet I felt there was something missing. Something wasn't there that I needed, and in January of 2011, the priestess Circle of 13 came to me and they said, we are at Circle of 13. We are from Moria. You are one of us. You are the only one still in body. And we want you to bring forth our energy, our message. And I felt like I had come home in my heart. It was like that's the peace. That's what I have been knowing was there, but couldn't find, didn't know what it was. So that was wonderful for me. And then they told me they wanted to channel to groups and individual channeling. So I've been doing that now since 2011. And it's been very wonderful for me and for others. It's like that feminine peace, that divine feminine peace, as well as the Lemurian energy that's reemerging, has been very beautiful to have come through me and also share and be with, because I'm finding I'm connecting with so many people that I know or have known.
You know,
when someone comes for a session, then I'll be like, mm-hmm. Oh, it's nice to meet you again.
Again, right. Yeah, we had a little bit of that, you and I, which is, so I've got some first-hand experience there on that. So, you know, I would love it if you would share a little bit more about Lemuria. You know, I think everyone knows about Lemuria. And some of the civilization from, I would say, days gone by, but, you know, there's a time-space continuum, anyway, so, that's a whole other conversation, right? So
yes.
Tell us, a little bit about Lemuria and really why there is interest, so to speak, in on the part of the Lemurians to really work with humanity on, people on planet Earth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's important. First of all, just kind of basic things about Lemuria. It was when it was physically above the ocean, even though it's still now physical, just beneath the ocean. It was in the ocean near Hawaii. And, Australia, New Zealand, that whole area, some people say it extends even to the California coast and into Indonesia, Easter Island. So it was a very large continent, and it existed before Atlantis and during the time of Atlantis. And it was an idyllic culture and society. It was spiritual, and until the end times, people just lived in harmony and peace and beauty. Everyone's purpose was realized because it was set up that way. Everyone was supported. Everyone's needs were met. There were lay people, family people that lived in community, and then there were the priests and the priestesses. There were both. And so it was a place that really was heaven on earth. And people will say, oh, yes, but there had to be this wrong and that wrong. And what the priestesses have shared is that we were so attuned that when there started to become some kind of imbalance, because there were priests and priestesses that were always in touch with the heavens and the earth and the greater cycles, our days and month and year, but also the greater cosmic cycles. So when something started to become out of balance, it was caught very early. And that would, then it was supported, it was changed, it was allowed to go back into balance. So there wasn't really difficulty. People got along. But there were priests and priestesses that were paying attention to all these cycles. And that's why, so when there was some imbalance because of all the changes, that it would be taken care of. And that, I think, is very important to understand. This is the truth. It was an idyllic culture.
Mm-hmm.
And what's also very interesting is that culture now, that energy, that the wisdom of that is not lost. I mean, we might say, well, it fell into the ocean. Clearly it's gone. No, it is not gone. It lives within those of us that were in Lemuria. in the people on this call, if you're on this call, you have lived in Lemuria. I always get that question. Am I from Lemuria? If you are on this call, you are on it because you remember, some part of you remembers, and you're drawn to it.
Yeah,
so we
right.
hold that energy, that wisdom in ourselves, in our chakras. And before Lemuria did sink into the ocean, it was known that this would happen, you know, much ahead of time, generations. Then that wisdom was taken to other places, or it was saved in ways, and it's saved in the temple. The temple still exists. And so that energy is within them, and the energy of the temples, maybe not every single one of them, is within you. And so that is being awakened. The emergence, the re-emergence of Lemuria is us, is Lemuria.
Yeah, very profound what you just said there, very profound. Let me ask you, Sun Ra, let me ask you about the circle of 13. And so they came to you and told you that you were part of the circle of 13, the Lemurian priestess circle of 13, and that you were the only one who was still embodied in human form. So as part of that sacred circle, what is the role of the Circle of 13?
Okay, good. That's a great question. Thank you. Part of the role, now these, let's be told that each one of us as the priestesses have come from one star or star system. So we brought that energy, each one of us, from a different star or star system. So the cosmic energy was brought to Lemuria. And then the priestesses, we lived on Lemuria. We taught, we did what we needed to do to bring that star energy and anchor it in Lemuria. So the role now is to help us reawaken that, to bring forth the knowing, to bring forth the wisdom, to bring forth the energy of Lemuria, and to help remember. So it's kind of like an activating force right now, or a catalyst, as the energy of the circle, which now I feel the circle is forming more, I want to say concretely, even though it's still energetic. And the people in the audience, I can feel everyone's like moving and taking their place energetically, whatever that may mean to you. I feel that the shifting of energy, people are taking their places as the priestesses are. So we are helping to bring forth the knowing of who you were in Lemuria, and how that pertains to who you are now, and how whatever you were in Lemuria, how it is needed now, and how it applies to this present moment. So we're out of time and space because, yes, in our thinking minds, that was past, but in reality is present with each one of you. And the priestesses help for that to awaken, whether it's very specific facts that you remember, or whether it's an energetic sense, because sometimes our life purpose is just to emanate the essence of who we are.
Wonderful. Yeah, I think that, you can feel everyone is really opening and ready to receive the energy. It's almost like we've been summoned here. We've been summoned to a sacred ceremony today. And we're all waiting for, you know, that certain resonance from Lemuria that's going to occur. It's already occurring, but there's something I think deeper and more powerful that's going to occur later on when you get to the journey to the sacred temples, which I'm personally pretty excited about. Let's talk about the sacred temples. You mentioned that the wisdom and the energy of Lemuria is stored in the sacred temples. So, where are they and what are
they? Oh my gosh. Well, Ian, let me say, I wasn't complete in those words. The energy of Lemuria is stored in the temples, but it is also stored in, you know, other things. You know, it's stored in the earth. It's stored in various places in various ways. Some of these are sealed packets of encoded information. And you ask, where are the temples? Well, my gosh, there's hundreds of them, maybe thousands. I don't even know for sure, but they're everywhere. you might find a Lemurian temple even in a place that's not, wouldn't be where the landmass of Lemuria was exactly. But there are many of them. There are temples that monitor light, you know, coming to the planet or from the planet. There are temples that are for humans. There are temples that are just for the earth. You know, we are on the earth, yes, as humans, and we help the earth. We love the earth, and we did in Lemuria. But some of these temples are not there for humans. They are there for the earth. Some of the temples are for the exchange of energy, almost like an energetic communication between the earth and the cosmos, which could be between the earth and the solar system, between the earth and the galaxy, between the earth and the universe, between the earth and source. There are temples that work with the crystals. There are temples that work with the, I want to say, timelines, and better put would be the sacred cycles of the cosmos, the 24,000 years, the 144,000 years, and there are many other ones. I'm not really versed in all those, but I know there are many different kind of, this, you know, cosmic cycles. So there are many temples that are for just that. Some are for humans to go in and be rejuvenated. Some are for the sacred flames. Some are for the cosmic flames, not just the earth flames. Some, you know, will be multidimensional in the sense of working with different realms, like the angelic realms, the star realms, all different kinds of multidimensional realities that may be taking form that we understand or may not. There are those that deal with the sacred astrology, which would have to do again with the cycles. There are those that have to do with, you know, the different elements, you know, the oceans, and which the Lemurian priestesses, we call the oceans or the big waters, and the other kinds of waters and the fire, as well as the earth, as well as the air. And there are some that are initiatory temples, and some that are combined. Some that anyone can go in, or some that are just, you know, for the priestesses or the priests for learning, say, for the halls of wisdom in other realms. So there's a myriad of chambers and different uses for them. And well, they're still here. You know, they are on the surface. They may be on the surface invisible. They may be under the surface. They may be even around the earth, meaning in the earth's energy field.
You know, if we ask you how we could be aided, or how we can, you know, benefit from utilizing the energies of Lemuria, maybe not necessarily only the temple, but other energies that is inherent in the Lemurian energy, certainly, you know, the harmony, the peaceful existence, things that we see as certainly higher levels of consciousness and higher levels of vibration, more of a reflection of our God self and our divine aspect than some of our more humanistic qualities that maybe we exhibit from time to time. How can we be aided or benefit by the Lemurian energy?
The Lemurian energy helps us because, first of all, it is harmonious. Don't we need that on our earth? It is harmonious. It is loving. It is beauty. There's such an emphasis on beauty. And beauty could also be called to help us with inspiration. It is honoring the divine in each of us, that our civilization in Lemuria did that. We honored all of us. Like when we say the word namaste, they lived namaste. My divine within honors your divine within. They didn't have to learn that. They lived that. And so having that energy reawaken in ourselves, in the sacred Lemurian chambers, in the chakras, because they are in our chakras as well, and also can be in light packets in our bodies, in ourselves. We lived in a way of sharing, in a way of an easy flow of give and take. There was no hurrying in Lemuria. Mm-hmm. There was no busyness. We flowed with the cycles of the earth and of the cosmos. We helped each other. We worked in community. So that means everyone had a job that was theirs, but it wasn't like a 40-hour a week. It flowed with ease and grace. So you're feeling the energy of that, how that was. There really was not conflict. And people will say, well, that's human nature. No, conflict comes from human nature in separation. In Lemuria, we lived as one. We did not live in separation. And that is so important. That's human nature. Human nature in separation is what we are living now and coming out of. But when people say, well, that's unrealistic. No, not when you're living in unity. It is not unrealistic. It's the truth. So we are learning from our living in separation and coming back into the oneness, the harmonious energy. We didn't live in little nuclear families. Even there were nuclear families, but they were all part of community. There was never a child unwanted. There was never a person hungry. There was never a person homeless. That did not exist. So this is important to know. Lemuria helps us by helping us not only remember individually our energy, but collectively how we could live in peace and harmony.
What a beautiful place to be, beautiful state of being.
And that's within us. We haven't lost right. it. It's just been buried. We are mm-hmm. finding it again.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, let's do this. So everyone, if you'd like to ask Sunra a question about Lemuria or whatever's coming to mind, we're all gathered here today in the circle and have past connections. So if you'd like to ask Sunra a question, star 2 to raise your hand on the phone. Or if you're on the webcast, just put your question in there. So what we'll do is we'll do some questions and then in a little while, as I mentioned, I'm not sure when you joined, but we are going to be doing a beautiful, beautiful journey where Sunra is going to take us through a temple journey. And so it's going to be a lovely process that Sunra will explain the closer, just before we get to that. So make sure that you're available and around for that because it's going to be lovely. So just that'll be in a little while. But for now, let's take some questions. So the first thing is let's go to Redding, California. We'll go to the phones. Redding, California, 0571 are the last four digits of your phone number. You're online.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, welcome.
Hi. Well, thank you for taking my call. My name is Kay.
Hi.
And, I'm a little surprised. I live near Mount Shasta. And my question is, how does one know if they're from Lemuria or have any ties with that? Because I certainly feel like I'm a stranger on this planet and amongst the humans.
All right. So I will answer that as Sunra, but the priestess as are here. First of all, if you're on a call, Kay, thank you. And if you're here, you are from Lemuria. You are. You have been there. And feeling like a stranger on a planet, it's an interesting feeling. I know you probably know you're not alone with that. But many of us also are from the stars. I mean, we have to be from the stars. Everyone has come from somewhere else on Earth, as I understand it. Or it's, I'm sorry, beyond Earth. So you may not feel like you fit here. This is not where I've come from, and this is, you know, I'm a stranger here on Earth, and how do I fit in? And I would say to you, and many people feel lonely and isolated, you're in the place you need to be in Mount Shasta, and bring the energy up from the Earth. You know, Telos is beneath the Earth there. Telos, for those who don't know, the being one of the places that the Lemurians went when the landmass sunk. So there are Lemurians that live in the sixth dimension or beyond there. Bring the energy up from the Earth, and anyone and all of you can do this. So you are bringing that energy up. That means the energy that you know, because the civilization of Lemuria is still in the Earth. It is not lost to you or any one of us. And since the people that came to Lemuria then came from the stars, that means that star energy is also in the Earth, in the Lemurian civilization wisdom. So right now, let's all do this. Let's bring that energy up through our feet, through our root chakra, and feel it just move up our chakras, move up the second chakra and the hara and up your spine. Feel that energy of Lemuria. Up through the solar plexus. Good. Up through the heart and the higher heart. Up your fingertips and up your arms to your shoulders. Feel that deep wisdom of Lemuria and the stars come up through the throat chakra, up through your neck, especially to that place where your spine meets your skull. Let that really be filled with this wise Lemurian energy, wise cosmic star energy. Bring it up through your face, all your sense organs, your mouth, your jaws, your nose, your ears, your eyes, up through that jade gateway at the back of your head, up through your third eye, up through your crown, and then out into the cosmos, and feel it. There's a lot of spiraling, swirling energy. There are a lot of colors, some colors you recognize and some off-world colors that you still recognize, even if you can't see them. And this helps you then to feel more, perhaps, fulfilled. Okay, I'm a little bit different than maybe the people I've met. And still, I am part of all of creation. And I have my own unique energy to be part of the whole. So let's be with this for a minute, and then I'll talk to you specifically again, okay? And breathing, just feel the energy. You can stay in your body, even though the energy is moving up. If you can stay in your body, then that helps your body still be filled with that light. So for you, Kay, I think I would really invite the energy of Telos and the Lemurian energy there to come up through you, and invite the energy of the priestesses. I invoke the Lemurian Priestess Circle of 13 to be in myself, to be in my heart, to surround me, to love me. And then receive that. Receive the energy of Telos. Receive it. It's one thing to say, yes, this is what I want. And then we need to remember, I've asked for this. Now I deeply, fully need to receive it and trust myself in the asking and the receiving.
Mm-hmm.
You're very pink. You brought through the pink energy into your being.
The pink energy?
Pink. I see you filled with pink, sparkly energy.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Beautiful. Thanks, Kay.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in and invoking this for all of us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Beautiful. All right, let's stay on the phones. Let's go to Bowlesburg, Pennsylvania, 210 Pennsylvania. You're on live with Sandra.
Hi, Sandra. This is my name is Melinda, and my question, I hope, does it, the first question may have gone into the question I would like to ask. So my question is, how can we help bring the energy of Lemuria to ourselves and to the earth, which I think you may have answered with the first caller? And specifically, I am an artist, and do you think it's possible once I bring the energy of Lemuria into myself and in my paintings to encode the paintings with the energy of Lemuria to go out into the world?
Melinda, we have talked about this before, yes?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So, first of all, to answer the first question, yes, we did that kind of that exercise, yes, with Kay. And thank you for calling in, Melinda. It's nice to talk to you. For you as an artist and anyone else who might be an artist or even a musician, you know, something that brings creative energy through, or a writer, anything in this creative category, what I would suggest is that as you are painting, or I'm sorry, whatever kind of art you're doing, if you're not previously, you might want to, just before you begin to do your artwork, invoke yourself. You have your Lemuria name, Melinda, don't you?
Yes. Marshall Lee.
So, very good. So invoke yourself as that, because that is your sound vibration in Lemuria. So that means that is also your sound vibration now, because Lemuria is within you now. So bring forth that energy by invoking it. And if you want to say it or chant it or sing it, do that. Invoke the priestesses as well, if you like. And then you can also do the same exercise. Bring the Lemurian energy up through you from within the earth. And then allow yourself to begin your artwork. Now, is that something new, or have you tried this already?
Not as clearly as you've explained it this time. So thank you, and I think that's a really good idea. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you. And may I add also that anyone who is doing creative work like that, writing, music, artwork, anything else I may, you know, have missed saying, as you bring that up within you, as you invoke it, as you be it, then the strands or encoded energy that you may have within you from Lemuria will go right into that creative work. You may have no idea what that is. So many of these things bypass our intellect. Let that be all right. We can't know everything. Our thinking minds are being used, trying to be used in ways that they're not meant for. So sometimes it's a matter of, okay, I maybe don't understand what's happening here, but I'm going to surrender to my higher knowing, my deeper wisdom, my encoded Lemurian energy, and let it flow through me in whatever way is in the highest good. I feel kind of people taking that in. This is of extreme importance, extremely important.
Thank you for calling in. Much love to you. Beautiful. Let's go to the web, and there's some questions on the web here. So either you, Sun Ra, or the Circle of 13, April from Hawaii, is asking if you can tell her what her job was in Lemuria and how it may translate today. I know from personal experience, Sun Ra, that yes, you can, and that would be something that I know you do in private in sessions, and we can certainly get to that. But for now, I wonder if you'd be able to tell her what her job was in Lemuria, April.
April. Yes, April. So as we see, you have done much work with the earth energy. I see your feet barefooted planted on the ground, on the earth itself, not rocks and not sand, but on the earth, there are all kinds of trees around you, and we are seeing you not only bring energy up from the earth through your being into the cosmos, but also bring energy from the cosmos down through you into the earth. You have done this by yourself as a priestess, but also in groups at specified times, you know, maybe solstices or equinoxes or even the cosmic cycle times. So that is useful. It's like you are allowing your body and the way your energy is constructed to bring energy of earth up through you to the cosmos, then the cosmos, you see, responds. It sees then what the earth is showing, and then it returns, because sometimes the earth is asking for something, and it will return energy to the earth. And so you are designed to do that, and you can do that today. You can stand on the earth and just surrender. You might meditate before and drink a lot of water. This is work. It's work, and yet you're designed to do that work. So I would drink a lot of water and ground after. You can do that in your backyard if you're not, you know, on a specific place that's sacred. Every place is sacred. So I hope that helps you, April.
Thank you.
You've done other things. We've all done other things, but that's the one that's like more pertinent to being alive today in Hawaii.
Thank you. Kirsty from Oslo. I speak a light language that I think often is Lemurian. How can I find out if it is?
Is that familiar? I see you taking it in. I see.
Right.
Kirsty, was that the name? I see her taking it in.
Yes.
And maybe she would respond.
Oh, that's so much.
She's not on the phone. Mm-hmm.
No, she's not. She's on the web. Yeah.
Right. But I see it. I see it. I see all the movement within, and so many of us are speaking these light languages or hearing them. Some of them are from Lemuria, and the Lemurian ones are also then from the stars, because that's where we're from. So, these languages, trust them. If that's what's coming out of you, then allow it. Sometimes my husband thinks I'm a little crazy, because all of a sudden I'm spewing forth these weird little singing noises. And I don't really know what I'm saying, but it's coming out, and yeah, I'm trusting it.
But he also gets the benefit, I'm sure, of your Lemurian tones and your singing, which everyone will experience in just a little while, which is mesmerizing. It's totally mesmerizing. And all these wonderful questions that people have. Many months ago, I had a private session with Sun Ra, and Maria from Braintree says, when you mentioned that all of us on this call were from Lemuria, my whole body vibrated, and it is still vibrating. Wow. So, you know, Maria, when you say that, you know, I had a session with Sun Ra, and these memories just absolutely, they come back, they flood back. The vibrations, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, they are given life almost in a sense. You know, you vibrate again, just like you're vibrating now when this truth comes through and you have these remembrances. And it's really a special experience. And then, you know, Kirsty, you mentioned about the language. You know, we haven't spoken about this yet, but in a session, you can, Sun Ra will tell you about that language. And then also your name. So many of you are asking about your Lemurian names. Well, that's something that you can definitely get. Let me ask you this, Sun Ra. Here's another question, and I think what we'll do is we'll tell people about your session before we do that guided journey, because people are really really asking about things that you can help them with, like their names and, you know, if they're from Lemuria. Mm-hmm. But this is Gwenda mm-hmm. from Motuka, New Zealand. And
thank you.
Thanks for joining us from New Zealand. She says, "Hi, Sun Ra, Castle Hill in the South Island of New Zealand, which is of sacred importance to the Maori, is meant to be the southernmost gateway to Lemuria and is an interdimensional gateway. I've had powerful experiences with both earth healings and meditation there and would like to know if you are aware of this gateway's significance and also who I was in Lemurian time." So a two-part question.
Okay, first of all, I'm feeling that energy very strongly. I'm having to ground a little bit. I know that New Zealand has many sacred Lemurian portals. I'm planning on going, although I don't have a time set. I have not been yet. So I'm going to go into a little bit of altered space here. Much information comes through this, what we would call, beloved hearts, a portal. It is not information that is intellectually encoded. It is information of energetic nature. It moves through this particular portal. You may call it a stargate or a gateway. It comes specifically from the Elan Ra of Orion, and yet other places may come through with permission of the guardians of this place. It moves directly into the earth, into the grid system of the earth. And you, beloved heart, have been and continue to be a guardian of this space. Now, so there is now in the call with all of us, we have opened this a bit more, so there's much sacred energy from the Elan Ra moving through into the earth, into the grid system, and through our friend here, whose name, I'm sorry, we cannot remember. Allowing the energy to move into the earth and let the earth and those that work within the earth guide this. You, that being in New Zealand, who called in, who wrote in, take your place as the guardian. Take your place. Simply be with it and trust yourself. You are already opening. Your chakras are opening. Your body and your star energetic body is opening. Allow for the guardian energy as well as the energy that will flow through you to continue to awaken you. And we are grateful for each and every one of you in this group who has assisted in this process. Your service, beloved hearts, your service has come forth. We honor you. So, Ian, the group that is here today mm-hmm. is taking its place. Service work is being performed. Thank you all.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a very, very sacred time that we're going to spend with you, Sun Ra, in just a little while when you take us through the journey. There's so many people that are writing in. I really feel connections with Lemuria, wanting to know what their names are. In fact, Kirsty from Oslo, who you did the light language for, she said, "When you did the light language, I automatically responded."
I heard her. Thank you.
Thanks for sharing that, Kirsty. Thanks for writing and sharing that.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, this is so much fun.
Yeah. Yeah. We are anxiously awaiting the journey, the guided journey that you'll be taking us through. And but before we do that, I think it's probably the best time now to tell people about how they can work with you, because there are people that really do want to work with you. They want to know their names, and they want to know what their jobs were and how they can really use that energy and that knowledge and the knowing of who they were back in, you know, in Lemuria today to help with their own transformation and ascension and get back to that place of peace and harmony in their day-to-day existence mm-hmm. as a human being. So how they can really utilize that knowledge of their past, so to speak, in their present day. So what we do this, let's take everyone through your offer, because I think this is the right time to do that, to tell people how they can work with you and what's included, because I think if we waited till after the journey, I think everyone's going to be maybe in meditation. So, yeah, let's do this now. So everyone, if you're on the webinar page, click the orange button underneath Sunra's photograph, and you'll be taken to a page that you'll recognize by now if you've been on the call. Otherwise, you would type in WOTA Summit, that's WOTASummit.com, and then a /, and then S3, that's the letter S, the number 3, and then Sunra, S-A-N-R-A. Everything's lowercase in this case. So WOTASummit.com/S3Sunra, S-A-N-R-A. And that's if you'd like to follow along visually and take a look at this, or if you'd like to book a session with Sunra after hearing this. So, Sunra, take us through your offer, and then after this, everyone will get to that beautiful journey that Sunra is going to take us to. So make sure you don't go anywhere. It's going to be wonderful, and it's going to be sacred, and it's going to be quite powerful. So it's going to be, we don't know how long it's going to be. It could even be, you know, 20 minutes or longer. It's going to be a beautiful process. Right after this, we'll do that. We might take a call, and then we'll do that. Okay. So tell us about this offer and your session.
Okay, so I'll talk about the individual sessions first. Thank you.
Okay.
There are two options. Now, the individual session is part of Package B. So the individual session, the channeled individual session, is the one where you get your name. And in these sessions, we will bring you through. The priestesses will speak as a group, so it'll sound a little different than I am sounding, although similar to the last person from New Zealand. And it's a combination of speaking, of quiet time, when the priestesses are usually transmitting encoded energy from their shared chakras. And then there's the time when you will get explanation of what you did in Lemuria, how that applies to today. And then you'll be given your name. And your name then is, and my name is Mekantalashti, so the names are a little bit complex, and it will be sung to you, which is lovely. It's just lovely. And so there will be sacred sounds throughout. It takes an hour, and it's channeled, so there's not usually a lot of talking between us. Usually we as a priestess is just speak and tell you what you need to know, but there's time for a question at the end if something hasn't been answered. So it's it takes people usually very deep, but that's what you get in a session. Is that enough, Ian? Do you want to add something?
Well, I want to ask something, because over here it says or are you getting to it?
Yes.
Past life regression.
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yes, so that's the other one, which is a past life regression, a Lemurian past life regression.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a certified hypnotherapist, so I've done a lot of past life regressions for people. But this one is specific to Lemuria, and it's relatively new. This is not channeled, so I'll take you into a deeper state. When you're in an altered brainwave state of hypnotherapy, you are not out of control. It's kind of like being awake, but in a dream. So you're in total control, but you will then actually go through, and I'll say, what does it look like? What are you wearing? What are you doing? What were the important, significant things in your life? So you're actually kind of going through that lifetime, which is very fascinating. I've had people who have actually become, I had someone who actually said, oh, and she was told months ago through me, but through Dual Cool, who I was channeling on time, that she was connected to trees. And she didn't exactly, she couldn't quite relate to that. But when she had this past life regression, she actually was like shape-shifting into a tree, and she understood. Wow. It was very fascinating. And I've had someone else who said, oh my gosh, I'm here, and I feel a difference in the air. It feels different. I can see it differently. I can feel it as I breathe it in differently. So it's very wonderful. Either one of these sessions is wonderful. But if you're wanting your name, then the channel session is the one that you would want. But if you're wanting to know what you did in Lemuria and how it applies today, either one of the sessions will give you that information.
Okay.
If you're wanting specific, you know, singing or the sounds, will come for you in the channel session, not so much in the past life. But they are both deep and profound.
Hmm. So if you've had a channel session, so if you worked with Sun Ra before, you've had a channel session, then this is an opportunity for the Lemurian past life regression. So did you say that's relatively new? You haven't really offered that to many people before?
Yes, it's relatively new, a few months, six months maybe.
Okay.
So yes, they just complement each other. So I recommend them both highly, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. So everyone, you'll get a sense of what it's like to work with Sun Ra, and it is hypnotic. to really be on the other side of a session is really an experience in itself. And the sounds are absolutely beautiful. You do enter a trance-like state. You do lose a bit of sense of time, space, reality, and you just receive this most incredible channeling from Sun Ra. I had the channel session, and it really is it's an experience, but you're in this amazing like hypnotic state where you're just getting this information and vibrations and frequencies downloaded to you. Really beautiful, beautiful experience. Very, very experiential, I think the word is. It's a beautiful experience. I would recommend that.
Thank you, Ian. People really get a lot out of these, and I just love them, because as you're getting the information, and most importantly, the energy, then in that moment, you are becoming more of your Lemurian self. It's awakening, and you feel it, and you're more fulfilled. So they're wonderful. And
so
I'm so honored
sessions.
To give them. I just love them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, as a member of the Priestess Circle of 13, we thank you for your service to everyone. Yeah.
Thank you. And
so that's the
Ian, is this the time to talk about? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is the time to talk about Package A as well. So what's included in Package A?
Okay, so Package A is, there's two things. There is the temple journey. Because these temple journeys are channeled, I never know exactly what temples we will visit. But we've had the first session. It's a live 6-week session. But the first session happened Tuesday. So anybody that joins will get that one recorded already. And then the next ones will continue. They're on Tuesdays. So there's still 5 live sessions left. And these, you'll get a taste of these when we do the journey today. But they are also, it's like we're there. We are in the temples. And we are remembering, and we are getting the temples help us to. They're like keys to awaken those things within ourselves and within our chakras that we're holding of our Lemurian self, our personal self, our service work, which of course blends together. But they are very deep. They have sounds, they have words, they have quiet time, and they have, again, the experiential, deep, profound energy. So I am really excited about these. I just love them. I love to do them. I know I've said that a lot. I just love them.
Yeah.
but I'm very excited about them. So that is part of the package. The other part is you'll get the Lemurian chakra tone. There are 15 Lemurian chakras. And so there are the sounds of each one of the chakras plus a visual that has the where they are on the body and then what the tone looks like in writing. And then there are three sessions of what I'm calling the Upliftment Energy Series. And these are very amazing. They help really uplift imprinted patterns of things like anger or bitterness or jealousy or depression or even hatred out of us. And I've had people tell me, wow, I just kind of felt like I was in a whole different world. So that's for personal healing. Because we all still have things that we're releasing, all of us. So this helps to release those energies. The act of upliftment is really an act of grace. Mm. So it's grace in action with your healing. So there are three sessions of that, and there's a little introduction, but then there are three sessions. So those are all included in Package A. And then Package B has those plus the individual sessions. So if you feel called, I think you'll really enjoy it.
I think so. You know, are we going to hear Latte now in a little while before the journey?
Yes. Yes, we
are. Okay, good. I want to make sure everyone gets to hear Latte now. just quickly, the chakra tones. So can you tell us how those would, benefit us? Are they specific vibrations?
Thank you. That's a good thing, Ian. Thanks for being grounded. The chakra tones are tones actually that were sung in Lemuria, and they help now to activate. There are chambers in all the chakras, but there are also specifically Lemurian chambers that hold energy, that hold knowledge of who you are, that hold knowledge of what you did in Lemuria. And these have been kind of locked away. So the chakra tones help awaken and activate that energy. And they help keep you balanced. And there are the regular, the seven chakras that we know. And then there are other ones. There's the Hara. We know that one. There's the higher heart. Most of us now know these. There's the Earth Star beneath. And then there are others. There's one at the back of the head. I call the Jade Gateway. And then three above the head. So they are our higher energy chakras. And so by doing these tones, it helps us to awaken. It helps us to balance our body with our, emotional body, our mental body, our soul body, our spirit body, meaning our I am presence. And it helps us also to be able to hold more light in our physical selves. And that's important. Our bodies, we're not supposed to be leaving our bodies now. We want to bring the light in so our bodies are part of this higher vibrational journey. So the chakra tones help us with that. You'll feel them. It's a frequency you'll feel.
Beautiful. And those are they MP3s that we can download to our computers and phones and then just take them wherever we like and listen to them?
Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. I always remind people to do that. So often, we'll stream them from our computer. But, if you take them on your phone and you go to a place that you resonate with, maybe you can set an intention to be drawn to a Lemurian temple in your area. And you can go to a special place in nature and you can just trust the divine to, reveal a temple to you. Or you can go to a place where you have community with your other with elementals or spirit beings or other Lemurians, wherever there might be Lemurian energy, take your headphones, and then listen to it out where you're in nature or somewhere. It's such a magical experience. It really transforms the experience from, for example, being at home listening to it on your computer, which is great, but, you can really take it to the next level and really, really experience that energy when it's augmented and amplified by other beings around you, especially in nature, supported by Mother Earth. So I encourage you to do that when you get these programs, to put them on your phone, take them with you so that, you know, when you really feel called, they're there on your phone. You know, you listen to them, you know, wherever you feel that resonance. You know, you never know when you go through a portal or there's something, there's Lemurian energy, and then you've got it right there on your phone. You'll know which one to listen to because you'll be told, just ask, which one do I listen to? I'm feeling Lemurian energy, and then headphones on, there you go. Anyway.
Thank you. That's a great idea, and that's perfect. And you know what else? A song like the Latte Na that you'll hear in a minute, it's very simple. When I walk, you know, my husband and I are full-time RVers, so we are called to certain places, and when we're at these places, I sing. I walk, I sing to the trees, Latte Na, to the trees and to the earth and to the waters. And, you know, I'll find portals and I'll sing to the portals. So you can sing them as well as play them for yourself. Mm-hmm. So it's in the past 6 weeks groups I've done, which haven't been the temple since they're new, but a lot of sounds come through. And we are told to learn these simple songs and sing them. So there's many ways to enjoy the sounds, many
right.
ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a great idea, Ian.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll wrap up that part of the show, everyone. So that's the packages, package A and package B. I just want to mention again that you have the two options to work privately with Sun Ra, either in the channeled session or the past life regression. And, yeah, I've had the channeled, and I can certainly highly, highly, highly suggest that. I have to have the past life regression next because I haven't had that. So, all right, let's go back to, before we do the journey, I am being called to take another live caller, and that's going to be in Des Moines, Iowa, and 7189. You're live with Sun Ra.
Hello.
Are you there?
Oh, sorry, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, we're just about. What's your name?
I was taken back because I was just listening so intently to you. I wasn't even expecting this. So it's great. I have been reading a lot about and researching on the Lemurians, and I did with another person, I did a starseed trip, and it was awesome, and I have not found my name, but the one thing I was going to ask you, I've heard of, you know, most everything you've talked about, but the sacred temple, I haven't really heard about that, and I was just curious if there's, like, one particular one that really connects for me, or that how we can connect, because I'm right now I'm traveling and trying to find my place, but I'm really connecting more with the earth, and I didn't know if that was, you know, if you could tell
I would me just more. Gonna I was just gonna say the earth temple. Now you are near Serpent Mound, aren't you? That's in Ohio.
I'm in Iowa, but right now I am just went through New Mexico and I'm in Arizona traveling.
Lovely. Okay.
Yeah.
So for one thing, when you get back, if you ever get to Ohio, Serpent Mound is an ancient Indian place, and I'm called to tell you that would be a place for you to go because it is an earth temple and it does hold Lemurian energy. Now, I did not know that until just this moment.
Okay, Serpent Mound.
But
okay.
Serpent Mound. And in Arizona, where are you in Arizona approximately?
Right now I am going to be around the Tucson.
Oh, my gosh.
Right now I'm just basically living out of my car and just trying to figure out where I'm going.
All right. So if you're in Tucson, one of my very favorite places, and it's filled with Lemurian energy and energy from the star Betelgeuse, which is my home origin. in Orion. Betelgeuse is a star in Orion. So I feel for you to be with those saguaro cactus, you know, the ones that look like little people or big people, as the case may be. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
Walk through.
And
there.
Where was this place that you were, that you just said?
Oh, the star Betelgeuse.
Oh, okay.
That star Betelgeuse is one of the stars in Orion, and there is much Betelgeuse energy throughout the monument with all the saguaro, and it's filled with Lemurian energy as well.
And that's interesting you said that, because after I leave Tucson, I was thinking about going down to the down in southwest Arizona. It's the Fort National Forest there with all the cactus, and it's just the special ones.
Yes.
So
yes, go there. Go there, yes.
Wow.
Look up a place called Brown Mountain. It is in the National Monument on the west side, Brown Mountain.
Okay.
There's also a place you can camp there called Gilbert Ray. It's a county park.
Okay, yeah, that's interesting, because I thought about when I leave Tucson, going down there and driving around and camping.
Yeah.
So this is like, wow.
Yeah, it's, and I can feel now. I can feel the energy from the earth just rising up in response to you. It's coming right out of the earth. You can feel it too, huh?
Yeah, I did. I felt like in my solar plexus in my heart area. Yeah. Definitely.
And that'll help do some clearing for you as well. That'll help do some clearing. Okay. Just let the earth and the saguaros work with you.
Oh, awesome. Oh, yeah, that just makes me almost get tears to my eyes. That's great.
Thank you so much.
To you. Much love
to
you.
Thank
All
you.
The best.
Thank you.
We're holding space. Yep. We're holding space for you, sweet soul. Beautiful, beloved, sweet soul on your journey. Okay. Well, Sun Ra, I'm going to hand this over to you to take us on the journey that we've been talking about now.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Ian, and thank you, everyone here. I just want to tell everyone, please be comfortable. You may go out, you know, and if you do, it's okay. You'll still get the energy. If you don't hear all the words, remember that the energy is the most important thing in these transmissions. It's the energy. So what will happen is I will do the Laté Na, and then we as a group of priestesses will come through and take you through a journey of one of the temples. I don't know which one, but we'll find that out. All right, everybody, I'm feeling everybody again shift their energy. Good. Thank you. Laté Na, Laté Na, Laté Na. Laté Na, Laté Na, Laté Na. Laté Na, Laté Na, Laté Na. Laté Na, Laté Na, Na. Laté Na, Laté Na, Laté Na. Laté Na, Laté Na, Laté Na. Laté Na, Laté Na, Laté Na, Na. Laté Na, Laté Na, Na. Laté Na, Laté Na, Laté Na. Laté Na, Laté Na, Laté Na. Laté Na, Laté Na, Laté Na, Na. Laté Na, Laté Na, Na. Laté Na, Laté Na, Laté Na. Laté Na, Laté Na, Laté Na. Laté Na, Laté Na, Laté Na, Na. Laté Na, Laté Na, Na. Laté Na, Laté Na, Laté Na. Laté Na, Laté Na, Laté Na. Laté Na, Laté Na, Laté Na, Na. Latena, 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 La la tina 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 la 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 tina la la tina La la tina la la tina Beloved hearts, as you have heard the latte now, we are one. As you have allowed your own being to come together in unity, in harmony, in beauty, in community, in peace, in wonder and joy, allow us now to take you to the temple of harmony. This is a wondrous, beautiful temple of harmony. It may look to you as this is how it is shown, how it is shaped. It's a beautiful sphere of light. It is upon the earth, but within the earth as well. Feel yourself simply be drawn into it as its energy, its essence of harmony in this wondrous temple. Simply pulls you in gently and sweetly with the magnetized energy. You will move right through the light of the temple walls, and you may feel as though you are floating. Your energy bodies are coming in, beloved heart, and yet do not forget that this energy is also moving into the cells of your physical body, into the sacred chakras, into every particle of your being, into every electron of your being. You are being bathed with the energy of harmony in your physical body through your spine, to each and every one of your glands. Ah, so you are feeling this energy as you are settling yourself into the temple of harmony. There is a sacred spinning, not of your being, but in the temple itself. The temple spins, and you may hear a high-pitched whirring sound. It is the sound vibration that allows for your being to remember harmony in your etheric bodies and in your physical bodies, beloved heart. In Lemuria, you had physical bodies as well as etheric bodies, spiritual bodies. You could choose, shall I be fully in my physical body this day, or shall I be only in my etheric body? They were not separate, but simply a flowing of one dimension to another. In your eighth dimension, your ninth, your tenth, your 11th, even higher, many of you existed, moving down through your sixth, your fifth, your fourth, your third, into that body, allowing for yourself to feel this now. Simply different levels of reality that moved through all of the different aspects of you. And as you are within this wondrous, spherical temple of harmony, beloved hearts, the temple of harmony takes you in. It moves through your cells. Ah, feel the sounds, beloved heart, that emanate from the wondrous temple walls. As the temple exists multidimensionally, in all of the different levels of your being, known or unknown to you, the sound moves through, the light moves through, and the great sacred encodements that as you are within the chamber of this great harmony temple, the chambers within and the chambers within your own sacred chakras, you are penetrated by the encoded beams of harmony that are moving into your chakras, into your energy bodies, into your physical bodies. We are out of time and space. And you simply are in this present moment. You may feel again that high-pitched sound that is spinning around within the temple as you are not spinning yourself, but within the energy created, the harmony created by the spinning. There is also what you might call a pulsing as the walls of this temple of harmony, as they are light walls, not so dense, they pulse outward and inward and outward and inward. And with that, the own sound vibration comes. It may feel like you are inside of a crystal bowl, beloved art. For this is where on earth the crystal bowls originated, was from the Temple of Harmony. Feel your own crystalline matrix. Be attuned with that which you are feeling, that which you have heard. There is a lightening of your physical, etheric, emotional, mental soul. And I am presence as there is a great balancing of the energies, integrating the energies, so that you then are awakening the I am presence as you hold it in your own physical vehicle. The I am presence can also be called the monad. It can also be called your own divine spark. They are all the same. Feel then the separation melt away so that your I am presence within this wondrous temple of harmony again is awakened in every cell of your body. For beloved hearts, how could you be here in physical form without your spirit with you in yourself? Allow the temple of harmony to awaken this further. We sit in silence for some moments as you simply surrender to that which you are, harmonizing all of the aspects of your being so you flow together as one. Separation melting away, harmony and unity being now the reality of that which is you. Shitakaya amanyahana. Allow any disharmonious energy that you are aware of or not be melted away, transmuted by the very high vibrational energy in the temple of harmony, beloved heart. There are many temples of harmony. This particular temple of harmony is in a place where in this time you call Lake Titicaca. In Lemuria, it was called Ashuptikai, Inaha. Even though the land mass of Lemuria did not extend here, it was a sacred, sacred site within the energy of the big waters, the ocean. This temple of harmony is, yes, energetically connected to many, many other temples of harmony around, upon, and within the earth. But for the group here in this day, this was the temple that suited your own energy fields. Many of you have been into this temple of harmony or have tended the temple of harmony, have been in service to it, as it is now in service to you. If you are feeling called to the tending of that temple, beloved hearts, do not despair that you are not physically there. You are connected energetically, and you may tend the temple of harmony simply with your intention. We are no longer restricted by space, beloved hearts. Allowing, beloved hearts, the energy of the temple of harmony to saturate energetically every cell and particle, every organ system, every bone, every ounce of blood fluid, all of your skin, your hair, all of the fire, the electrical energy in your being, the great prana, and the very bones. Surrender, beloved hearts, and allow the temple of harmony to be within you, around you. Allow. The reharmonization of your being has begun and will continue. All you need do, beloved heart, is call upon. I call upon and I enter the temple of harmony for the highest good of my being. And I am in gratitude. I am in deep gratitude. As we are in continued gratitude to the temple of harmony, we are moving our consciousness and our energy back into our physical bodies. As we, in some ways, move our bodies out of the temple of harmony and our consciousness, and in some ways, it is constantly with you. Feel your body now. Feel your energy field. Feel your chakras, your sacred centers. We bow. We are in gratitude for the temple of harmony within and without. Feel now the energy of harmony with a light above you, perhaps, moving down through the chakras above your head, this harmony energy, harmonic energy, moving through your crown center as you are feeling the heightened frequency, but also being more centered and grounded with this energy of harmony through your third eye, your head, your face, through your throat center, moving down your body, through your higher heart, down your spine, through your heart, down your arms, into your hands and fingertips, down to the solar plexus, down through your spine and your spinal fluid, the energy of harmony moving into the hara, into the sacral center, into the lower back, your spine, into the root center, your tailbone, down through your legs, your knees, your ankles, your feet, down through your star, and into the light center of the earth, into the light core of the earth. And beloved hearts, as you are now in this greater state of harmony that you may live from, softly open your eyes. Softly open your eyes and know that you are with your body balanced and centered. Balanced and centered, grounded. And in your more deep state of harmony. Our deepest love to you, beloved hearts. We are in deep gratitude for all that you have attained, for all that you have offered in your service. Namaste. Namaste.
Namaste to you.
Beloved heart, Ian, we are grateful for your presence and for your holding the space.
Thank you for your
Please speak.
Yeah.
They're here if you wish to speak to them again, but I am in now my own voice.
Okay, beautiful. Well, I wanted to say thank you so much for your service, and thank you for taking the community through that amazing process. We had so many people participate, and I can see that everyone's still here and just really appreciative of that journey that you took us on to really feel the state of harmony. Beautiful. It's such a transfixing process. The vibration is so peaceful. It's a beautiful, beautiful state that you've taken us to. And what are some of the things that we can do to really maintain that level of vibration that you've exposed us to?
That is the trick, isn't it? All right, so for one thing, I think we said to call the Temple of Harmony to you. Invoke it. Invoke the Circle of Priestesses. So I invoke the Lemurian Priestess Circle of 13 and then receive it. And then I invoke and even move into both or whatever feels right to you, the Temple of Harmony. Now, you may do this in your meditation. You may do this before you go to sleep, which is wonderful. And then I would start my day with it. So you don't have to be in an altered state. You simply are giving your intention that I'm going to be harmonious and I'm within the Temple of Harmony. And remember, the Temple of Harmony is within you. So you may move about your day as one with the Temple of Harmony. But give a clear intention, state it, even out loud, and be with it in that way. If you come to a difficulty, a time of conflict, then breathe and remember, I invoke the Temple of Harmony. I am living from the Temple of Harmony in my own being. I am practicing. I am practicing.
Thank you. Thank you.
And do the latte now. That certainly re-centers you if you have any kind of difficulty. Vate na. Say it, sing it, do whatever you like. But giving intention and then being with that and returning to it if you come away from it. And as we're practicing, we do that. We come away from it and then we return to it.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Latte na, latte na, latte na, la latte na. Wonderful. Well, Sunra, thank you so much for being here and bringing the Priestess Circle of 13 to our community again. It's been wonderful. Just a quick question from someone. They wanted to find out how they can book a session with you, so let me just speak it out. That would be Package B, Maria. I think it was Maria who was asking. She's at work, so thank you for listening at work. You would do Package B.
Oh, wow.
And then, and then right after you buy Package B, you'll get the email that'll provide the instructions on how to do that. So that's how you would do that. I just wanted to make sure to address her question. Okay. Well, Sunra, thank you so much again for being here. It's been amazing having you here. We love it when you bring us the peaceful, harmonious energy. I mean, you are just your own spirit, your own disposition, I think, puts everyone in just this altered state of peace. So, you know, no matter what we do before or after, we've just been in this incredible peaceful, almost meditative state just listening to you. You've got this voice that really, you're a hypnotist, a certified clinical hypnotist, hypnotherapist, right? So this is your normal voice. But I think we'd all be hypnotized by you in that past life regression. I think it'll be so easy for us to be put under your voice is so hypnotic. Yeah. But it's also like, I guess, a little bit like coming home, because all of us, I know myself personally, and many of those, if not all, on the call or listening, have had associations with Lemuria. So I think, you know, we go into a bit of a state of bliss when we hear your voice, because you're representative of that, right? You're representative of the peace and the harmony and, you know, the culture of just everyone, you know, getting along. Which I think is a state that most of us are yearning for. We understand what we're going through, but, you know, we have this nirvana state that we do feel that we'd love to attain, you know, that liberation and enlightenment. I think you're representative of that because of your connection with Lemuria. So I think you've just blissed all of us out.
Well, thank you. I blissed myself out, and everybody here has, you know, we boost each other out, don't you think, Ian? And I'm so grateful for everybody here. Thank you. And thank you, Ian, so much.
Of course, of course. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being here. This is the last show for the week, so we'll see you next week. And you'll get the replay later on tonight. And then stay tuned over the weekend for some of those replays from the week. So thank you so much, everyone, for being here. And we thank Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth and Father Sun, the Ancient Ones, the Lemurians, the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service. Thank you so much for everyone. And much love to you all. Take care. Bye now.
Bye.